Before I go through reading all of the text, a couple things to notice about the pronunciation of T and D in Spanish. T is always in the front of your mouth without breath, like todo, to, to, to. Not te, but to, to. And D in Spanish has two possible sounds. It can either be like the TH in the, so like todo, todo, or if it's at the beginning of a word, or if it's in the middle of a word but it's after an L or an N, then it sounds more like an English D, todo cuanto pudo, but the last word, D-A-R, is dar, dar. So it's kind of like the T sound, it's in the front of your mouth. Instead of being dar, it's dar. Okay, so now the text. Todo cuanto pudo dar este día nos ha dado Dios y hombre en un bocado. Tiene Dios tanto poder que a todo poder excede, pues con solo su querer todo cuanto quiere puede, puede y quiere que nos quede. Supo dar hoy abreviado, Dios y hombre en un bocado. Also notice that the R in Spanish is either flipped or rolled, so in words like querer, it's not querer, it's querer.